it comes to looking at maybe developing your own programs or different learning outcomes that you would like for someone to get from a sex education program.
Brilliant.
So I knew that I wanted to do sex education. So the whole way through the master's, I would have framed it in that way. So every module that I did, I related it to relationships and sexuality education.
Well, you said it was a bit more theoretical than you'd like and not enough practical. I'm sorry, but that's ringing a lot of the wrong bells in my my dirty old man. What do you mean by, seriously? I'm trying to look serious here, folks.
That's okay.
I'm not getting away with it. What do you mean by more practical?
So for me, as a facilitator for workshops, you would have practical facilitation skills. Mm-hmm. And then you can also do health promotion, which would have interventions and developing an intervention to help an education program be more accessible and more applicable for the target audience that you're going for.
That's actually what I figured it was.
Yes.
Yeah. No, definitely not practical. But when I tell people I studied sexuality studies, they do ask me, well, is there a practical element?
Do you get a lot of slagging when people say, you know, when they find out that that's what you studied and that's
constantly. Yeah, so I always have to ask the questions. Generally, you'll get tired of it after a while, but it does raise a few eyebrows, and sometimes it's nice to throw it in just to kind of stir the pot a bit and see what people have to say about it. It makes people feel a bit awkward sometimes. So if they're kind of giving you a bit of a hard time, you can throw it right back at them. So
tell us a little bit about Shona and how you became involved.
What is Shona?
Yeah.
So the Shona Project is a survival guide for girls, is what they call it. But I think that actually is a simplistic term for it, because it's so much more than that.
It's got a lot of meaning, the name Shona, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. So the Shona Project was developed by a lady called Tammy Darcy. Mm-hmm. And Tammy just has this vision for girls being all that they can be and reaching their potential, and for all of us to actually help each other to get there. So rather than being competitive or dragging each other down or, you know, giving each other a hard time, like just to recognize our strengths, to know that everybody's voices is worthwhile hearing and that we all have our own power within us. So the Shona Project does that in loads of different ways. So they run workshops in secondary schools. They have their website, shona.ie, is an amazing resource.
Yeah.
It just recently got a bit of a makeover as well. So it's really, you know, it really stands out. All of it, the website, the Facebook, the Instagram, and everything is run by Tammy, which you wouldn't think so, because there's actually so much information on it. I don't know how she does it as a one-woman show, but she's doing a great job of it. And it's involved in loads of things. So like they're obviously the mental health side of it, in terms of confidence and dealing with different issues such as anxiety or panic attacks, but then also other sides of it. So she looks at maybe how sports can help young girls to be more confident, and then I come in then with the sexuality side of it, relationships and helping on that side.
And how do you come into it, as in you write blogs or you do workshops on their behalf, or what do you do?
Well, the workshops is something that we are hoping to do, so to integrate soon. At the moment I'm actually working full time on a research project in DCU, so my time is a bit limited. But with Shona, how I help out with, doing different little things. So like that, maybe writing a post, interviewing somebody, getting their idea about what it means to be a girl in the world today. And also if there is anything, any young people have any questions around relationships to sexuality, I help there. So I think Tammy has me on the website as a sexpert, which I'm not sure if...
you'd love that, Pat.
That term is...
Let's be mature about this now.
Oh, come on. You too.
But yeah, I'd help out with the project in any way that I can, because it's amazing.
Yeah.
So young women get in touch with the website about what?
So what Shona encourages is actually for the young women to get involved themselves. So we would have guest blogs and guest pieces written. So if somebody gets in touch and says that they've had a really good or bad experience, whether it be starting secondary school or starting college, or whether they started experiencing panic attacks, or they've found a really good book that they like that they have found helped them, like anything at all.
It's very broad.
Yeah, like, and we'd really encourage them to write a post about it themselves, because there's nothing better than hearing young people's voices themselves. You know, as adults, obviously, we'll try and help them as much as we can, but they have the power to help themselves and to help each other. And I think giving them the confidence to have their own voice is something that that's
I love that idea really about helping each other and empowering each other and not being competition. You know, I have two girls myself, so it really resonated with me. Just like, so they won Social Entrepreneurs Ireland last week, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
And what will that mean then for Shona?
I suppose it opens a lot of doors, and what it did, I suppose, for Tammy herself as well, and for Shona as an enterprise, it gave a lot of experience in what it is like to deal with in these kind of in the entrepreneurial world, I suppose, because Tammy does have a good background and stuff like that, but with social enterprise it's almost a different, it's a different kettle of fish a little bit, I suppose. So it gave loads of exposure, loads of experience, and even being involved in it, the different people that applied, I know that Tammy got to speak to loads of different people that are involved in loads of different things. So for example, one of the applicants and the runners up was Zeminar, which is like a youth kind of
summit kind of thing,
almost like a youth summit, like, and that's got to do with well-being as well. So those guys, like myself and another girl, Nicole Ryan, who's involved in the Shona project as well, both got to speak at Zeminar too. So that was amazing.
Is that what they call synergy?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's really good, yeah, because you do notice that these doors start to open as little things go on. So, you know, that was
And you're all part of this world together. So you got to speak this week at Zeminar.
Yes, I did. I was there on Wednesday.
Sexuality.
Yeah, so I did like bananas sex ed is what I call it.
That's
so
her Twitter handle, because I had to talk, I had to ask her.
Bananas.
Sex ed.
Sex ed is bananas.
Yes.
Yeah.
You'd love that.
Yeah, so for me, I suppose, I think that we kind of need to shake up the whole sex education thing. And
especially in Ireland, I think.
Yeah, you know, there is. Yeah.
I've never known a time when we haven't needed to shake up sex education. Yeah. Ireland, yeah.
From a young age, would you say?
Definitely. Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, there is a program in primary schools and in secondary
There'll
schools.
There'll be huge resistance to that from some quarters.
There is. So I'm kind of, I'm putting myself on the line a little bit, but I reckon as long as it's received well by young people, that's all that matters to me.
Can I ask you about Shona itself as an organisation? How's it funded?
So
is
at the moment it's kind of
an independent organisation.
So we will get some funding from the SEI, so that's the Social Entrepreneurs, but other than that it's like donations. It's
You do fundraisers every now and again.
Yeah, like not even really, I suppose, at the moment. It's Tammy that's doing it herself.
Right, so, okay.
In terms of developing the resources and stuff like that, like, she would have people to volunteer.
Okay.
So the web design that we did recently, that was a volunteer that did that and did an amazing job as well.
Amazing. But, really, check it out. Check out their website.
Yeah, so it will be things like that. It's more the goodwill of people at the moment, but the Social Entrepreneur Award will help with that too, with funding. So hopefully the reach will get further and we'll be able to expand the remit of the Shona project.
Brilliant. Sounds Thank you so much, Anna, for coming in. And just the contact details again for Shona. It's shona.ie?
Yeah, so shona.ie is the website, at shona.ie, so dot spelled D-O-T, is the Twitter.
And tell me your Twitter handle again, go on.
Yeah, so my own personal Twitter handle is sexedisbananas.
Fantastic.
Thanks, Anna.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Great, thank you.
So we're going to go into a song, Candy Station, Young Hearts, Run Free.
Sharing this one and only life, ending up just another lost and lonely wife. You count up the years and they will be filled with tears. Love only breaks up to start over again. You'll get the babies but you won't have your man. Busy loving every woman that he can.
With the right support, we can all enjoy life. Taking that first step is possible with St. Patrick's Mental Health Services. If you have concerns about your mental health, talk to your GP or call our support line on 01 249 3333. Don't wait to enjoy life again. St. Patrick's Mental Health Services. Empowering recovery.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that. There's many times that we've loved and we've shared love and made love. It doesn't seem to me like it's enough. It's just not enough, baby. That's not enough.
Oh, oh, baby. My darling, I can't get enough of your love, baby. Girl, I don't know why I can't get enough of your love, baby. Lord, some things I can't get used to. What am I gonna do? How should I feel when everything is you? What kind of love is this that you're giving me? Is it in your kiss or just because you're sweet? Girl, all I know is every time you're here, I feel a change.
Mental Health Week. This is Walk in My Shoes Radio, broadcasting live from St. Patrick's Mental Health Services, Dublin 8.
Tears for Fears. Everybody Wants to Rule the World from, we were thinking, 1985 direction. Oh, yes. It's Walk in My Shoes Radio. And we're on the last run in.
Incredible.
Mally, we are on the last run in.
I know.
We are nearly there.
It's incredible.
I know, but it's been a great week.
Sad.
We've about 35 minutes left, so let's make the most of it. We've had a query on Twitter from Fiona de Butler. She wants to know when we can listen back to all the shows. Well, from 9 p.m. tonight, all the podcasts will be up on the Walk in My Shoes homepage, which is walkinmyshoes.ie.
Brilliant. And on Twitter, we've got a message from at Vampire Bjog saying...
That's a great username, at Vampire Bjog.
Yeah, that is right, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. A little
My
vampire.
Irish isn't the
I
best. Thank you for covering the serious mental health issues like bipolar disorder, which was on James Patrice's show earlier. He did a fantastic job. And also from at Claudia Simone, who's listening, and she thinks we're fab. I mean, you're fab.
Well, we're both fab.
Yeah.
When we were fab was a song by Paul McCartney, wasn't it? When we were, or was it the Beatles? I think was it George Harris.
The music guy is gone, huh?
Yeah, I know. We'll Google it.
So still to come, we've got live music from Kieran Mulvihill, but next we have a young woman who's been as low as you can go and her best friend who pulled her back from the brink. Limerick duo Katrina McMahon and Kayla Cooley discuss their dedication to helping those struggling with their mental health, and they are amazing. But first, we've got a beautiful singer from Galway. This is Emma Lohan, Wonderfree.
from Galway. That's Emma Lowen and Wander Free. And welcome back to Walk In My Shoes Radio. I'm Pat O'Mahony.
And I'm Mally Coyne. And what a beautiful song.
Mm.
Only half an hour left of this year's radio station, Walk In My Shoes. That's just, we still have plenty to come. Yeah.
We'll cram it in. We have live music from Kieran Mulvihill. But now we're joined by an unstoppable duo. That's what it says here, guys.
Yeah.
Lord. Unstoppable duo. Katrina McMahon and Kayla?
Kayla.
Yep. Kayla Cooley. Welcome to the program. How are you guys doing?
Thank you. Thanks a million.
Why are you here?
It's a good question.
What brought you in to walk in my shoes? What makes you guys an unstoppable duo? Because that's what it says here in my script.
What doesn't?
Tell us a bit about the community crisis response team that you're...
See, she knows the stuff. She's the serious one.
No, you're it's all right. We can one. Kind of interchange roles as we go. But tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, so we set up in February of 2016, and the reason we set it up was Kayla, when she saved my life, had nowhere to turn to. So it was in the middle of the night, and there was no services there at that hour of the night in West Limerick.
So just bring us back a little bit, Katrina, to that point.
I was going to say, you can't just say when she saved my life, and then, you know...
Spoiler.
Rewind.
Hold on a minute. Yeah.
So I had been suffering with depression and extreme anxiety for quite a while. And I suppose the best way to describe it is that all my emotion left. Kayla actually describes it better. But I had got to the stage where I couldn't put up with the pain anymore.
When are we talking about? How long ago?
It's probably 3-4 years ago now, Kayla, is it?
Yeah, I'd say three years ago, yeah.
So we got to the point where, well, I did. I had tried everything, like I was going to counselling, you know, but it got an awful lot worse. And I got to a stage where I couldn't leave my house, you know, with anxiety and things like that. And I felt I was different to everybody else. So I didn't know where to turn. And Kayla had known that I had been going to counselling and things like that, and that I had depression. But in her words, you said something changed.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a bit about that, Kayla.
I suppose knowing Katrina for a long time, I knew she was quite an emotional person anyway. In both senses. I mean, if Katrina saw a puppy trying to cross the road, she'd bawl crying, thinking it was amazing.
Oh, wow.
You know, and it's cute. Like. But, you know, I suppose it was when that all stopped, when she was explaining how she was feeling, she wasn't crying anymore. She wasn't struggling to tell me anymore. It was just matter of fact. There was no emotion behind it anymore. So I suppose that kind of freaked me out a little bit. So that's when I kind of questioned
her. How long had you guys known each other before that?
4 or 5 years.
But that's a really important point about, you know, some people think that, you know, preceding feelings of self-harm or low, you know, that it would be very low mood, but you're saying a lack of emotion.
Absolutely. And she was
and
always really forthcoming about her struggles with her mental health and about her anxiety, and open and honest, all of a sudden stopped.
Okay.
So that was concerning.
So what happened next?
For me, I suppose I, in my head, had decided, look, I want to die, being honest with you.
Was it as rational as that?
I didn't want to live. I knew that. And I couldn't go on with it anymore. You know, I felt walking down the street, everyone was staring at me. I felt when I was checking my door 10,000 times and switches a million times a day that, you know, I was getting nothing done. Like, my normal life was gone, and I was looking at pictures of myself in the past thinking, who's that? You know, I've kind of lost that person. Like, I was looking at someone else. And I used to sit around a table with friends, and it was as if they were in a glass house and I was sitting outside it, and I was looking in wanting to connect and say, look, I'm here, but I couldn't. And I was at the table, you know, that was the horrifying thing about it. So I just couldn't do it anymore. And Kayla then, she said to me one night, what's going on? There's something different. And I said, there's nothing, it's fine. She goes, look, there's something wrong. I know there's something wrong. And she goes, look, I'm really worried about you. Are you suicidal? And I, to be honest, I got such a fright, I nearly fell, because you don't really expect for someone to say it to you straight out. But at the same time, when she did, there was this sense of relief that, okay, someone's noticed what's going on with me. But part of me then was worried that if I told her the truth, I'd be whipped away into the back of an ambulance and never again seen, you know. And as someone that suffers with agoraphobia, that wasn't desirable. So, I said it to her. I said, yeah, I am. And sounds like I'm about to bawl crying here now.
This is a Theresa May speech.
It's very
moment,
live,
isn't it?
Yeah, very live. Sorry. So you can take over, because I'm after blanking. Go on.
Yeah. Do you remember the night when you asked her?
I remember specifically, yeah.
And what made you ask the question? Because a lot of people would be reluctant to actually say that.
Yeah, I suppose I'm kind of lucky in a way. I've never been really one to mince words. And especially in friendships that I have, I will say something flat out. So I suppose that kind of stood to me that night. I'm not going to say if you ask someone, you're not going to get a shock or you're not going to get scared when they answer back. You will. And that's perfectly normal. But I knew how serious the situation was when she eventually turned to me and said yes. Mm-hmm. I knew straight away what I had to do.
Okay, so you accessed support quite quickly that night and the next over the coming days?
Well, the way it worked was she said, look, I suppose part of her was thinking, okay, why didn't you tell me sooner? And I told her the truth. I said, look, I have a fear of being shipped off. And she said, well, if you are shipped off, I'm going with you inside in the ambulance. You'll have to take me as well. You know, and for that was a huge relief to know there's someone here no matter what happens. So that night, she knew I had a counsellor, but that night they weren't available. So the following morning, you got in touch.
I did. I rang Katrina's counsellor sort of behind her back, unfortunately, but I felt like I had no other option. Mm. So I rang her counsellor and I said, look, I know you can't tell me anything. I'm not asking you to tell me anything. I just want you to listen to what I have to say. And I told her the situation and she kind of guided me then. Okay, you need to take Katrina to the GP. You need to go in with her. You need to make sure she actually verbalises, I am suicidal, to the doctor. So that was a great help for me.
Why did you do it, well, you said behind her back? Did you not?
We fell out for a long time after that. Yeah.
What's a long time?
A few months. It was shaky.
I wasn't really talking to her for a long time.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I blamed her for, you know, you're the one who's put me through all this.
Now, hang on. Let me get the time frame on this right. Mm-hmm. On the night that you told Katrina that you were suicidal, she asked you straight.
Or Katrina told Kayla.
When did you fall out? How quickly after that did you fall out?
I suppose the next day when I had called the counsellor, and then I obviously had to tell Katrina, well, listen, we're going to the doctor.
Okay, it was on the back of the phone call that you fell out.
Yeah,
okay.
That's when stuff really went west.
Okay, so fast forward, sorry, and because I really want to get into the community crisis response team. I mean, obviously, over time, you recovered in some way. What helped you to recover and then to set up community crisis response team?
As I started to get help in that, I suppose I got a bit hungry for knowledge as to what's going on with me, you know, and I realised there was other people out there feeling the same. And the two of us went off and we did safe talk and assist training through the HSE. And when we were at one of those sessions, we learned that, look, there's people in every community that's trained, you know, if you come upon someone in distress. But we're thinking, that's wonderful, but where are they? No one knows where they are. So Kayla said to me on the way home, wouldn't it be great if we could put something together that would fix that? So it went on for a few months, didn't it?
Yeah.
And I can't, the exact point now, I can't remember what the trigger was, but something must have happened nearby and we thought to ourselves, we can't let this go on anymore. We're trained, we're here tonight. Let's just make ourselves available to go out to people in our community if they're, you know, at harm.
So this is out of hours, kind of helping people in suicidal distress.
Yeah.
So
entirely voluntary.
Yes. Oh, 100%. Yeah. Mm. So from 5 p.m. to 6 a.m. we operate, and we originally started covering my hometown area. And we then built up to West Limerick, but now we cover all of Limerick and we're recruiting for the other counties as well.
How many are involved in the response team at the moment?
It's about 15 to 20 of us.
Oh, wow.
At the moment,
And we're very lucky.
Volunteers. And what we do is we travel to the person on site. So, you know, it's not just people themselves contact us. We get a lot of concerned strangers, family, friends. And it's not always suicidal thoughts. It could be self-harm. You know, people, okay, what am I going to do? Okay, I'm not suicidal, but I'm afraid I will be. And it's, okay, we work with people. You know, some people don't want us to come out. And we work with them over the phone, or they can text us if they want. Might be a good time to give out the phone number, actually. Kayla.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was going to say, how do they know you exist?
Mm-hmm. Well, we have a Facebook page. That's how it all started.
Right.
And then we've a website. Our cards, we put them out as much as possible.
Okay.
We've been through the different media sources too, but we're still trying to work on getting
the name out there. It's basically self-publicity. You have
to
go out there to get the word
absolutely,
out.
Absolutely.
What are the details?
So the number for the crisis line, which is 5 p.m. to 6 a.m. 7 nights a week, is 085-1777-631.
Let me just have a look. 085-1777-631. And the website?
Is www.cctireland.ie.
CCT ccrt.ie.
CCRT.
Oh, right. Look at it. I can read. CCRT.ie.
So tell us a little bit about your mental health hour, because that is just something that has grown in the last year. And just tell us, how did it come up? And tell us about it.
Well, it actually came off the back of one of the interviews you were in A Lust for Life, Electric Picnic. We're all looking at Mally, the focus is on
A Lust for Life plug, guys.
Yeah, Lust for Life plug. And you had mentioned that, you know, there's a wealth of knowledge out there and people want to help each other, but people aren't kind of communicating and coming together. So I was kind of at home watching, going, well, that's great. Okay, what's separating people? And I was thinking distance and location. So that's where that night just decided, look, I'm going to set up a Twitter page, call it Mental Health Hour, and once a week for an hour, let everyone come together. So that's what we did. And now we've almost 4,000 followers. And every Sunday night, we have guest tweeters on. Actually, this Sunday, we have Jim Lucy.
From St. Pat's.
From St. Patrick's. Yeah, we've had all the big names, you know, like Mally and such. We had Walk In My Shoes last Sunday with all the big guns.
Yeah.
But it's great. You know what? It's great to see people logging on, helping each other. And that's what it's all about.
We've plenty more to talk about. We'll take a break, a music break. This is Benny King, Stand By Me.
Beautiful.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by. Just as long as you stand by.
Was Benny King and Stand By Me, and this is Walk In My Shoes Radio for our last 20 minutes of broadcasting for Mental Health Awareness Week. This is Mally Coyne, and you are?
Today I'm going to be Pat O'Mahony.
Fair. And yesterday?
I was probably Pat O'Mahony too.
So we have the wonderful, inspirational duo, Kayla Cooley and Katrina McMahon in studio. Thank you very much.
Sorry, go on. You have a question.
No, we were talking about the Mental Health Hour, and just for you to tell us a little bit more about the guests you've had on and the kind of conversations that take place. Apart from me, obviously.
I would just have her every week.
That would be really boring.
So how does it work? Like, when you say you have someone on, do they take charge of the account?
No, what we do is, because obviously we love people to kind of, I suppose, get to know other people too and to know their Twitter handles and follow them. So what we do is we advertise kind of an hour or two beforehand their actual Twitter handle.
Okay.
And they, we tweet then, we introduce them at the start, and then people tweet at them with questions using our hashtag.
So, okay, so the hashtag is what unites it all.
Yeah,
okay.
Mental health hour.
Got it, got it. Mm. And what kind of topics have do you deal with? What has come up in the past?
We've had everything from postnatal depression, suicide prevention. Tonight is dissociative identity disorder. Last night was bipolar. Then we have various people on doing different initiatives like Taxi Watch. We've had people from Boo Bakes. She mm-hmm. does bacon to do with Depressed Cake Shop and all that in the UK. So yeah. People are coming from all over the world. We've had Kirsty from, where was Kirsty from? She's a police lady.
Yeah, she's a PCSO in London, I think.
Yeah.
So talking mm-hmm. about her job and her self-care towards being a police officer is obviously vital to her. So she was sharing tips and stuff.
Okay, so usually it's on a Sunday night from 9 until 10 at mental health underscore hour.
Yeah.
But this week it's been on every night at 9 o'clock in honour of Mental Health Awareness Week. Is that right?
Yeah, we said, look, we never do anything in half measures. Why not?
Tell us about your podcast. I've listened to 3 episodes so far. You started that a couple of weeks ago and love it. I must say the two of you are quite a duo. They don't kind of hold back, let's just say.
Are they as good as us?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Well, yeah. Maybe we'll let the audience decide. So, what do you think, guys? Tell me a little bit more about the podcast.
I suppose the podcast is kind of the fun side for us because during Mental Health Hour, we're so busy tweeting and introducing guests and talking back and forth with people that the podcast kind of gives us a chance to talk about the issues that come up, to talk about weekly news and to kind of give out to each other about different opinions and stuff. So that's always great fun. But the reason it came about was so many people from abroad were tweeting us on the Twitter hour saying, oh, where can I listen? You know, I'm living in Australia, different time zones, I can't tune in. So we were like, do you know what, we'll see, we'll run a pilot, see how it goes. And people seem to be enjoying it and we have great fun doing it. So
when she plugs in the mic, like,
oh yeah.
And remembers to hit record. What's the podcast called?
It's called Mental Health Hour.
And that is the brand.
That's it. Mm. Yeah, and you'll find it on iTunes. You'll find it on SoundCloud. Everything else, it's out there.
Can I go back to the community crisis response team that you guys are now running around Limerick? Do you get any sleep? What hours do you work?
Five p.m.
until
6 a.m.
to 6 a.m. That's 13 hours.
And you're studying during the day, both of you, aren't you?
Full-time students.
Yeah. Where are you studying?
Limerick Institute of Technology. We're doing the social care on his degree. So,
and Katrina was in the Vogue measures. Documentary this week on anxiety, weren't you?
She dropped the Vogue bomb.
Yeah. Katrina's best friend, Vogue. We've been hearing about it
She's
all
my
week.
New friend. Yeah.
When do you sleep?
Yeah.
There's been a few burnt dinners along the way, but we've a great team. You know, it's not a massive team by any means, but the people we have, they're incredible. And you know, it's about just, I suppose, everyone pulls their weight and does what they're supposed to do, and it works really, really well. You know, and it's about, I suppose, people helping people and communities helping communities, and that's what we're doing. So.
And you're hoping to spread to other parts of the country as well?
Yeah, if there's anyone in any other counties interested in volunteering, they can just pop us an email at ccrtireland.ie. Kayla, you'll be proud of me.
Yeah, well done.
And just, Katrina, I just wanted to know, like, what do you do to mind your mental health on a daily basis? Because I think that's really important for people to know who are listening tonight.
I have a few different things. Walking my dog is definitely one. Giving out to Kayla would be number two.
Yeah.
Adult colouring, definitely close number three. Love it.
Adult
colouring.
What's that?
Literally colouring books with colouring pencils.
I've seen those for sale in adult shops.
You should try. It's amazing.
Really?
Yeah. Oh.
I suppose it's a form of mindfulness, isn't it? Like,
it
you
is,
know, not
yeah.
thinking about anything else.
And, you know, there isn't a big clear-up after it. I used to do oil painting, but it was just carnage. So this is much handier. Baking and meditation I find fantastic.
And if you were to give one message, Kayla, to people out there in terms of their mental health, what would it be?
My message would be, if you have a friend or a family member who you think might be suffering with suicidal thoughts, ask the question straight out. Don't be afraid of the answer, because knowing is always better than not knowing.
Okay.
That would be my message.
Great. Thank you very much.
Katrina McMahon and Kayla.
What?
Kayla Cooley. of the Community Crisis Response Team. I'll give you your phone number again. It's 0851 777 631, and the website is ccrtireland.ie. And you're based Limerick at the moment.
Limerick at the moment.
But you would like to expand that more.
And yeah. Also tune in for the Mental Health Hour on a Sunday night at 9 o'clock at mentalhealth_hour, or you have a website with loads of information on mental health events on mentalhealthhour.com.
Brilliant. All right, guys. Thanks a million.
Thanks a million.
Thanks for having us. Thank you so much. Thank you.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's alright with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. Impossible to fail when someone else instead of me always seems to know the way. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gone.
That note, Bill Withers, lovely day. Kieran Mulvihill, songwriter.
Yes, indeed.
Could you hold a note for that length?
I don't know. She's gonna have to try. I won't try here.
Don't try it here. You've got a guitar in front of you.
I do.
Which people can't at home see, but they'll hear in a second. You've a new album, mini album coming out, 5 tracks. What's it called? From the Outside Looking In.
Yeah, that's what it's called. Yeah, yeah.
And the song you're going to do isn't on it?
No, I decided to do...
We are lucky, aren't we?
A brand new song nobody's ever heard before.
What's it called?
It's called Our School Days.
In Your Own Time, Please.
dreams are yet to be found. In our school clothes, eyes wide yet closed, yet to be a man, I understand. Well, some can't live and others can. When all our days were mapped out, smoking fags down the back by the side door, fights in the cow's lawn and egging cars, but to be the fool seemed the best escape. For fear of trying, still not having what it takes. Here's to our school days, the days that shaped us. Here's to our school days And I remember kicking ball in the yard, smoking hash and getting chased by the guards, through the back streets and up to the square, half beaten, crouched down the damp night air. We were good kids, not bullies, though I know some had it hard. How they talked, just being who they are. But that can wear you down, even for the bright kid or the class clown. Behind a desk, staring into space, a life in the building sights and the only saving grace. Well, the kid beside me seemed so sure of his faith, but he was always full of shit anyway. When growing up seemed as distant as the stars, still half a child waiting for his youth to part. And now all the clowns grew up, some moved on while others couldn't cop on, and some will never grow old, pulled out of a car or cut down from a rope. But here's to our school days, the days that shaped us. Here's to our school days, to our school days, the days that shaped us. Here's to our school days
Absolutely beautiful. That was Ciarán Mulvihill with School Days, and it's a song that he hasn't even released yet, so we're very lucky to have it. And now we're leading into the last 5 minutes of Walk In My Shoes Radio for this year's World Mental Health Week. So we actually have a Kieran is going to stay in studio now just to sing us out at the end of the show. But Fergie O'Hanlon has said on Facebook, goodbye to your great presenters on the last night of Wimbs FM, which is really, thank you so much. And also hello to Christina Macri. Thanks for listening online. There's a good few thanks that we want to give. We want to thank all the amazing guests we've had throughout the week who've come to share their stories and everything that they're doing in relation to mental health and raising awareness. And thanks to the fantastic presenters as well, especially you, Pat. to the producers, Liz Sweeney, Susan Clark, Frank Gordon, Jan Neilonigan, and Gemma Craddock as well. You've been amazing, and thank you so much.
Gemma has whipped my ass for the week. Thank you, Gemma. Also, all the researchers that were in from Ballyfermot College of Further Education tonight, it was Keith and Darren and others who've helped us during the week. They've been terrific. The great techs on the desk, Dan McDermott, Rachel Breslin, Adrian Nolan, and of course, Walter Hegarty, ensuring we stayed on air.
And also thanks to station producer, a.k.a. Walk In My Shoes Princess, Sinead Lynch. head of communications here in St. Patrick's, Tamara Nolan. And to Delphine Dumaroux, Kian Murray and Amanda McCardle on the communications team.
And thanks to all staff and service users here in St. Patrick's who have been such a fantastic support to the station, not only throughout the week, but every year. Thanks a million, guys. I love coming in. And I hope to maybe be back next year, if they'll have us. Let's go out. I'm Pat O'Mahony. You're?
Mally Coyne.
You are. Dr. Mally Coyne, indeed. Kieran, where are you from, by the way?
I'm from the Stall in County Kerry.
Lovely.
I thought I heard some sweet southern dulcet tones in there. You are having the honour of playing Walk In My Shoes Radio out for 2017. What are you going to sing for us?
I'm going to sing the last track of my EP called Daydreaming.
All right. Well, listen, it's been a pleasure, everyone.
Total pleasure.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Mind yourself.
We'll see you next year. And Kieran, away in your own time.
Here's a situation you wanted. I see the finish line at the bottom of my point. And I fantasize about fantasizing. Moving to London or New York. As soon as I get things together, we'll get away. It's just words you say. So bring me back to earth, I got carried away. Daydreaming my life away, yeah. Daydreaming my life away. Daydreaming all my days away. The last 8 hours bored me to tears. This piece of paper took me 3 years. So I listened to Roman Candle and Skylarkin. Solid air, a pink moon, an astral.